Big Fat.
And we've been working on a project called
The Myths and Legends of North Wales.
Because, guess what?
Abergele is in North Wales, duh.
Yeah, and in North Wales, we have the best stories.
So now, we are going to tell you the traditional story of Rhys and Mania.
A dark and twisted tale.
And then afterwards,
we will tell you
our own special version of the story of Rhys and Mania.
An even darker and twisteder tale.
Sorry, there's no such word as twisteder.
Okay, an even more dark and twisted tale.
So, first of all, Rhys and Mania, the traditional version.
Once upon a time, in a beautiful little village called Porthanant in Gwynedd, in a small valley at the foot of a mountain, beside the sea, there lived two cousins, Rhys and Mania.
They were childhood sweethearts.
Will you be my sweetheart, Rhys?
Yes, if you will be mine.
Their favourite place to meet was under an ancient oak tree at the foot of a mountain.
One day, meeting up at the old oak, they decided to get married.
Will you marry me, Rhys?
Thought you'd never ask.
Hang on a minute. Cousins aren't supposed to marry each other, are they? I mean, look at the Habsburgs.
Who?
They were like this royal family, ruled Austria, Germany, and the Holy Roman Empire for centuries, kept marrying their cousins. And because of all the inbreeding, ended up looking really weird, with weird sticky out eyes, weird sticky out noses, and weird sticky out jaws.
Weird!
Okay, maybe Rhys and Mania weren't cousins then. It's only a legend, we can change it. But they definitely decided to get married.
In Clonog Church.
That's a real church, you can go there. Big one, quite fancy, posh.
In Rhys and Mania's village, there was this old tradition. Whenever there was a wedding, the bride would get ready in her bridal dress, then run off and hide somewhere. The bridegroom would wait in the church and all the guests would go and look for the bride and find her and bring her back to the church.
Like hide and seek for grown-ups.
So, on the big day, Mania got ready in her bridal dress, then off went Rhys to the church and off went Mania to hide.
And off the guests went to look for her, leaving only the priest in the church with the excited bridegroom.
I can't wait for her to come through those doors. My heart is racing. I've got her a flower, a wildflower. She'll like that.
Rhys waited and waited.
And waited.
They're taking a long time, aren't they, Father Brenn?
Something must have happened. Perhaps she's got lost. I'm sure they'll find her soon.
It's taking forever. My flower's wilting.
At last.
There's my best man, Thomas. My other friend, Godric. Mania's mam. All the other guests. But no Mania? Where is she?
Rhys, we can't find her. We've looked everywhere, on the beach, round by the dock, up on the mountain, even in the forest. We've done everything we could to find her, but she just vanished.
My lovely daughter, missing. It's freezing out there, Rhys, and you can barely see.
I'm so sorry, Rhys, but I think the wedding's off.
Maybe she's run away, her cold feet.
No, she'd never do that. She'd never abandon me. She's lost. Or hurt. That's the only possible explanation. Yes, That's it. She's had an accident. I'm going to go and look for her myself, so the wedding can go on.
Yes. Do please keep looking for her, Reese.
Though, even if you find her now, it's a bit late for me to marry you today. It'll have to be next week.
Don't get your hopes up, Reese. We've looked for well. It feels like hours, and there's no sign of her at all.
You don't understand what it's like to really love someone, do you, Thomas? I'm going to look for her, and I'm going to go on looking until I find her.
And that's what he did. Reese looked for Mania for the rest of the day, and for many days after that, and for many weeks, and for many months.
I will never give up. God, if you'll only bring her back to me, I'll go to the church every week and help Father Brim with the Sunday school for the rest of my days. I promise. Just help me to find her again.
But Reese never did find Mania, and slowly, slowly, he went mad with grief.
One day, when Reese was wandering round the mountain looking for Mania, a terrible storm blew up.
He took shelter by his and Mania's favourite old oak tree.
While he was sheltering, lightning hit the tree.
And the tree split open to reveal inside
a skeleton dressed in what was left of a wedding gown.
Bones. Just bones and a little piece of a dress.
Mania had hidden in the old oak, squeezed it in through a tiny crack, and then got stuck.
She starved to death, poor Mania.
Poor Reese, for the story has it that Reese then also died of a broken heart.
We told you it was a dark and twisted tale.
But if you think that was dark and twisted, wait until you get a load of our version of the story. Here we go. Reese and Mania, the Abigail Youth Shed Gothic version.
So, in our version, the real truth behind the legend is that Mania had fallen in love with Reese's best friend, Thomas.
And they were having a sneaky affair.
The day before the wedding, they met up in Thomas's cottage for what was supposed to be the last time.
Oh, what am I going to do, Tom? I just don't want to marry him anymore.
Then don't. Run away with me instead.
But it's tomorrow. I can't let him down. Let the whole village down.
Yes, you can. You don't love him. You love me. Run away with me, Mania.
I can't. He loves me. And you know, Reese, if I disappear, he'll come looking for me. And he'll never stop. He'll go on and on until he finds me, finds us.
What if we were to get on a boat? Go and live in some other country.
He'll follow me wherever I go. Oh, I wish I could die.
Did you say die? Hang on a minute. I think I have an idea.
That night, if you were to pass through the graveyard of Clonoc Church, you would have seen a very strange sight. I'm not sure I can go through with this, Tom.
Do you want to go home?
No, but I feel really bad about this. It's not exactly ethical, is it? What we're doing?
It's the only way.
All right, this is really what it takes.
Pass me the lantern. Hey, this is my father's grave.
You always hated him. Revenge at last.
What? Don't be dumb, Mania. It needs to be a woman.
Don't call me dumb. And aren't men's and women's skeletons the same?
No, they're completely different.
Well, I didn't know that. How would I know that?
Just start looking for a woman's grave. We should split up in case we're caught. Easier to find a convincing excuse if it's just one of us.
Yeah, what convincing excuse would that be? Here, what about this one with all the flowers?
Jackpot, pass me the shovel.
What's that? Oh no, Tom, someone coming.
Must be Father Brin.
Quick, behind the gravestone, hide.
That was a close shave. Or a close grave.
I love your jokes, Tom, but not now.
Who's there?
Oh no, it wasn't the priest, it's...
Godric!
Tom, what the hell are you doing? You're digging up a grave?
We'd better come clean. We've been having a secret affair behind Reese's back, and now we're digging up a body so we can fake Mania's death so she doesn't have to marry him.
We're going to hide the body in the stupid old oak tree so we won't find it for a while. That'll explain why it's all rotted away. By then, we'll be far away, married.
Epic plan.
You can turn us in now.
Turn you in? No way. Anything to spite Elise. I've always hated him. Give me the shovel. I'll dig up this body for you in no time. Tom, I think I've hit the coffin.
Okay, we need to lift it out. Oh wow, it's heavier than I thought. Right, let's prise it open. Have to wedge the shovel into the space between the lid and the bottom.
Get on with it. We haven't got all night.
There it is. One skeleton.
Yuck.
Lift it out quick and shove it in the sack.
What if they realise it's missing? We need to put the coffin back and fill the hole in.
Really? We'll be here all night.
Just fill it in, Godric.
The next day, Mynir got dressed in her bridal finery and went running off, as she told the wedding guests, to hide. In fact, she ran as fast as she could to Tom's cottage.
Meanwhile, Rhys, the proud groom, stood waiting in the church as Tom, Godric and the other wedding guests set off on the traditional search for the bride.
I can't wait for us to come through those doors. My heart is racing. I've got a flower, a wild flower. She'll like that.
But really, Tom and Godric secretly headed at top speed to Tom's cottage to meet Mynir there.
Quick, we haven't much time. Mynir, get your dress off.
Turn your back, Godric.
Godric, where's the sack?
I've got it here.
Tip it out, then. Okay, let's get the dress on the skeleton. Head first. That's not the head hole, Godric. That's an arm hole.
How would I know?
Now you're putting it on backwards.
Oh no, the skeleton's falling to bits.
How are we going to put that lot back together?
Just have to try. Godric, pass me that leg.
Sometime later, Mynir, dressed in her ordinary clothes, secretly slipped away to start her new life, while Thomas and Godric rejoined the other guests and headed for the church.
We've looked everywhere, on the beach, round by the dock, up on the mountain, even in the forest. We've done everything we could to find her, but she just vanished.
My lovely daughter, missing. It's freezing out there, Rhys, and you can barely see.
I'm so sorry, Rhys, but I think the wedding's off.
Maybe she's run away, her cold feet.
No, she'd never do that. She'd never abandon me. She's lost, or hurt. That's the only possible explanation. I'm going to go and look for her myself, so the wedding can go on.
Don't get your hopes up, Rhys. We've looked for, well, it feels like hours, and there's no sign of her at all.
You don't understand what it's like to really love someone, do you, Thomas?
Little does he know.
I'm going to look for her, and I'm going to go on looking until I find her.
And off set Rhys on his hopeless search.
2 days later, having secretly planted the skeleton in the oak tree, Thomas announced to Rhys that he'd found a new job and left the village to join Mania in a hotel in Brill.
And Rhys carried on looking and gradually went mad until the day he eventually found the skeleton he thought was Mania's in the tray.
And Godric never said a word.
And Mania and Thomas lived happily ever after.
In Brill.
And that is our version of the story of Rhysomania.
Choose to believe whichever one you like.
But we think the one that's the most fun is the one by the
Abigailiu Shed! Yes!
We are
the youth shed.